God's timing. Genesis 8 through 9 and 1 Corinthians 11 was today's reading. Today's passage, basically, the Genesis part was a continuation of Noah's Ark. And one thing I always find interesting when I first noticed it was Genesis 8, verses 15 through 17. You see, when we get to this part of the story of Noah's Ark, we always focus on when Noah sent out the raven that flew back and forth over the earth, and then he sent out the dove the first time, returned because couldn't find any land, second time returned with an olive branch, third time never came back. But we tend to skip over verses 15 through 17, where God is commanding Noah to leave the ark. You see, God sealed them in the ark, and it was God who told them when it was finally safe to come out of the ark. You see, oftentimes we may be called to do something, and we're desperate to get it started. We want to see it through, or we're impatient to see the answer to our prayers work out. So we tend to take things into our own hands and move ahead of God. And you see, this will lead to results that pretty much aren't really the best or what God intended for us. That's not to say they won't work out. It's just, it's not the best that God had to offer. Noah could have left the ark once he noticed that the ground was dry, or even mostly dry. But surviving would have been probably harder because land might not have been ready to sustain life at that level. We don't know the why Noah stayed in the ark and waited for God's command, or why once Noah saw the ground was dry, God still had him wait some time. But we do know that Noah did wait for God's timing to tell him when to leave the ark. So, is there anything where you're having to wait on God's timing? A prayer that you know that you're just waiting for God to work out, or a promise that you're waiting to see? Or have there been times when, instead of waiting on God, you went ahead and did your own thing, and you're kind of either suffering consequences from it, or you're realizing that it might not have been that you going ahead of God resulted in it might not have been what God wanted for you? Well, as we leave today, I just pray that each of us has the patience from moving forward to wait on God and his promises, and have a blessed day.